U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand hosted a roundtable discussion with community leaders and advocates today in Hoosick Falls, where she provided details on new legislation intended to address PFAS contamination and require medical monitoring for those affected by pollution. The last time Senator Gillibrand came to Hoosick Falls, it was July 2016, for a roundtable discussion on PFOA contamination. During the visit, the Democrat pledged to ban PFOA, the primary contaminant found in the village's water supply, as well as private wells in the town of Hoosick and the nearby town of Petersburg. Hoosick Falls has come a long way since the emerging contaminant was first detected, with filtration systems installed in homes and the municipal water supply. New York State has set new maximum contaminant levels for compounds PFOA and PFOS. But as Village Mayor Rob Allen said on Monday, there's been one thing that residents are still in need of.
The one big thing that has been lacking is medical monitoring, something that is very specific and needed because it is due to an exposure from industrial practices over which we had no control.
Gillibrand's PFAS Accountability Act would do several things. Create a standard for PFAS exposure. Make the class of chemicals illegal for use. Fund epidemiological research on the compounds, and create a national medical monitoring program. PFAS exposure has been linked to several ill health effects, including forms of cancer. Gillibrand compared her new legislation to the 2010 law that protects first responders and others affected by the 9/11 attacks.
We do it with the 9/11 health bill. So 70,000 people have registered, and some aren't even sick yet, but they're part of the system, so they'll be given updates about, breakthrough on treatment here, update on great new doctor there. So they're part of a community, and this bill will fund that same community for this group.
At the state level, legislation was once introduced by then-state Senator Kathy Marchione to direct the state health department to conduct medical monitoring for residents of Hoosick Falls, the town of Hoosick, and Petersburg, but the bill stalled. Under Gillibrand's wider-reaching legislation, federal courts would be able to award medical monitoring to those affected by pollution. Michael Hickey, who began working to expose the presence of PFAS compounds in the village after his father died of a rare cancer in 2013, said Gillibrand's legislation is a big step.
You know, it's a big step of what we asked for from the beginning. You know, 7 years ago when I started, 6 years ago when this went public, medical monitoring was always on the radar. So, people are still getting sick.
People like Bob Decker, a newly elected village trustee who underwent treatment for testicular cancer, a disease linked to PFAS exposure.
I've been cancer-free for 1 year. I did chemo for 3 months. It was tough. It was tough, but I come out of it. I'm lucky. So that's why I'm this monitoring, because I got this cancer. What if I got another one?
Decker wants to make sure the medical community across the country is educated about the pervasive chemicals.
Make it like just a part of the yearly physical for everyone in the world to get their PFAS blood levels checked.
Gillibrand hopes to see a medical monitoring system made available across the country, not just upstate New York.
Once we create this law, then it will be just as easy if you live in West Virginia or in Michigan or in New Hampshire, where we have great deals of PFAS poisoning. So I do think over time it will get easier.
Just over the state line in Bennington, Vermont, where water supplies are similarly contaminated, state lawmakers last month announced a third push for legislation to require polluters pay for medical monitoring for those affected by PFAS pollution. For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.